It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 6th of April, the 96th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 269 days left in 2024. Baby brother, also known as Paul Myers, is right here beside me. He's been in London, catching his breath after his month in Côte d'Ivoire, reporting on the Africa Cup of Nations. How is jolly old England keeping, baby brother?
It's all right, actually. I've been sort of thinking of ways to say it from, okay. Top hole. No, it was great to be in London, seeing family and friends, travelling around England a bit and recuperating. So, England, that's a whole different issue as to how the country is and Britain. But in my little neck of the woods, it was great.
Well, good. And I'm glad you got rested up. I tell you, hats off. 1 month. At our age, I mean, I did 4 days and I was whipped, so hats off. The gang's all here. That mixer from heaven, Erwan Rome, is behind the glass recording us. He's waving at you all. Well, no, here, this is better.
I am Erwan Rome, and I'm happy to be with you every week.
We've got a big old meal for you today. There's the quiz, the listener's corner with Paul, and of course, an excellent dessert from Erwan on music from Erwan. But first, the quiz. On the 17th of February, I was lonesome for my baby brother, Paul Myers, although I knew he'd be back soon because the Africa Cup of Nations had just finished with a brilliant win by Côte d'Ivoire. They beat Nigeria 2-1. That gave them their third continental crown, as Paul put it, the same number as Nigeria. I asked you to reread his last article on the games, 2023 Africa Cup of Nations, 5 things we learned on day 30, endgame. And send in the answer to this question. What is the name of the Côte d'Ivoire player who was the first to hold the Africa Cup of Nations 2023 trophy? Paul, want to quote yourself?
Of course I do. Yes, the short answer is Max Gradel. I wrote, it was also a nice touch to allow Max Gradel, the oldest player in the Côte d'Ivoire squad, the honour of being the first player to hoist the 2023 Cup of Nations trophy. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Debashish Gope from West Bengal in India. What are you doing to prevent climate change? You'll hear the answers later in the listener's corner, so please stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are Hari Madhubala, the president of the Young Stars Radio Club in Hyderabad, India, the very first RFI English club. Hari is also the winner of the bonus question. This is what he wrote. We switched to LED light bulbs and energy-efficient electric appliances at home. We wash our laundry with cold water. We hang things to dry instead of using an electric dryer. I avoid driving a car. We consume vegetables only. We use water very carefully. We don't use plastic bags. Instead, we use cloth and jute bags. We separate dry waste from wet waste, and the municipality collects this and recycles it. I wear khadi fabric, which is hand-spun and hand-woven and eco-friendly. I encourage people and friends to plant more trees. We only purchase local and seasonal foods. We turn off the lights and computer at home when not in use. And I continue to inform myself on ways to stop polluting and help the planet. That's just great, Hari. If we all do our very best to combat pollution and waste at our level, it will make a difference. I really believe that. Of course, we also have to push our governments to initiate climate-friendly policies. Don't forget that one. Also on the list of lucky winners this week is Coley Mooden, who's a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in West Bengal, India, and RFI English listeners Bidan Chandra Sanyal, also from West Bengal, Faiza Zainab, a member of the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan, and Tara Regmi from Britannagar, Nepal. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. France's foreign minister, Stéphane Séjourné, was in Beijing at the beginning of the week trying to improve ties between the two countries and urging China to play a more active role in negotiating peace in Ukraine. Séjourné said, after he met with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi, and I quote, "There will be no security for Europeans if there is no peace in accordance with international law, and China can play a key role in ensuring respect that international law is maintained." I want you to reread our article, "French Foreign Minister Expects Clear Messages from China to Russia on Ukraine," and answer this question: how long have there been diplomatic relations between Beijing and Paris? Again, reread our article, "French Foreign Minister Expects Clear Messages from China to Russia on Ukraine," and send in the answer to this question: how long ago were diplomatic relations established between China and France? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
If you could choose the time in history you could have lived in, which era would you choose? Would you be a caveman or cavewoman, a faithful follower of an Ottoman Empire pasha, an elite during the Mughal Empire, at the court of Louis XIV? If you could choose the time in history you could have lived in, which era would you choose?
Your choice, baby brother.
There are so many. I've always fancied the idea of being a medieval knight errant, you know, a lone wolf going from court to court. Bit of savagery in between, bit of contemplation in the monastery every now and again. And I've also quite liked the, wouldn't mind being a samurai as well. Again, alone with my sword, wandering from hillside to hillside, helping out some perhaps peasants from some nasty baron samurais or something like that, you know. Yeah, between those two. But there's medieval thing going on. I wouldn't like to be a witch in the medieval times, that's for sure.
Or judged as a heretic.
Yeah, the Spanish Inquisition. No sailing or anything like that. Not from the golden age of sailing. But yeah, I wouldn't mind being a knight and staying alive and a samurai.
And you also, as a knight in shining armor, you also get to sing beautiful songs to your lady love.
Yeah, that whole courtly love thing quite impressed me when I was at school, but it looked a bit too severe, actually. But anyway.
A little syrupy. Syrupy.
And you? What about you?
I would definitely want to be a cavewoman. Just kidding. I'd be sad without a dishwasher or a dish, as far as that goes. Oh no, I would definitely choose the jazz age, the roaring 20s, les années folles, as they call them here in France. That madcap time after World War I and before the stock market crash at the end of the 20s. I love the novels, the music, and the dresses were heaven. Love those dresses.
You'd look good in one of them. I think you'd look good in one of those dresses, or two of them, or even three of them. Not at the same time.
You know, if I didn't look ridiculous, I probably would wear them.
You should try.
It was the beginning of women discovering their independence, effectivement. with those dresses, they threw away their corsets. They cut their hair and they drank champagne. Yes to all of that.
Indeed. Remember, everyone, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please do send them in.
You have until the 29th of April to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 6th of May to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered for this week, suggested by Debashish Gope from West Bengal in India, was, what are you doing to prevent climate change? Deepita Chakrabarty is doing her part. She wrote, I have stopped using single-use plastics and am encouraging my friends to do the same. During extraction of these plastics from fossil fuels, vast amounts of greenhouse gases are emitted. So I'm using reusable water bottles, jute carry bags, glass bottles and jars, and metal containers to store my kitchen items. I believe that even these small changes can have a positive impact on climate change. Shivendu Paul said that he's planting trees, recycling, avoiding products with lots of packaging, trying to cut his consumption and his waste, and best of all, organising awareness programmes about the changes we can all make.
Ah, brava, Deepita. Bravo, Shivendu. Shivendu, I imagine you have awareness programmes not only in your classroom, but at the numerous radio events you organise. I hope so.
Father Stephen Wara wrote that his religious community works together on the issue. He wrote, we plant and keep planting more trees, eucalyptus, which eventually become useful as wood for cooking and timber when fully grown and matured. Kondaka Rafikul Islam is also an active tree planter. He wrote, I plant trees around my house and my two plots of land every year. I think other people can easily do this too. Right now, we can all cut down trees regularly, but we do not replant. Let's all plant trees.
New contributor Faiza Zainab, welcome to the Sound Kitchen, Faiza, really does a lot to try and combat climate change. Listen to her list of what she does. I changed all my light bulbs. I walk or ride my bicycle instead of driving. I recycle everything I can. I use far less hot water. I wash my clothes in cold water and I take short cooler showers. I avoid products with a lot of packaging. I plant trees. I use a reusable cloth bag for my grocery shopping. And I always turn electronic devices all the way off when they're not in use. Way to go, Faiza. Hey, Paul and everyone, did you know that it's important to empty the so-called trash on your computers, in your email, as well as your desktop? If not, you're feeding those super polluting data centers for no reason whatsoever. I just learned that from my daughter.
I did not know that, actually, and I will start looking and doing that straight away. Jayanta Chakrabarty is a climate activist. He wrote, I happen to live in an upscale housing colony where residents mostly lead a lavish life, owning multiple cars, air conditioners, and other energy-guzzling gadgets that all contribute a fair amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. I formed a society to raise awareness about the destructive nature of using excessive energy and the resulting air pollution, which causes the depletion of the ozone layer. My team makes personal visits to suggest and advise on the effectiveness of carpooling, changeover to electric cars, and installing solar panels on rooftops. My efforts are bearing results as residents have become more health and fitness conscious. I am thus happy to contribute my mite to prevent climate change. Kashif Khalil rides his bike instead of driving a car. A double benefit, he writes. Not only can this help with global warming, but it is also good for my health and fitness. Rodrigo Hunrixa wrote, I don't buy bovine meat or excess plastic. I try not to waste electricity, water, plastic, toxins, gasoline or fabric. I try to reuse, recycle and refurbish old items instead of throwing them away. And I try to conserve energy in my home. I also keep informed and pass along what I have learned.
This is what Naved Ryan does. He wrote, I try to save energy at home by not heating as much. I walk, bike, or take public transport whenever I can. I follow the four R's, reduce, reuse, repair, and recycle. And I eat more vegetables and throw away less food.
I like those four R's, yeah. We'll end with Radhakrishna Pillai's letter. He wrote, our irresponsible way of life has created climate change. Rain has become erratic and heat now goes up to extreme levels. We must share a common responsibility to ensure the protection and improvement of the environment for the present and future generations and open our eyes to the need to go green in our everyday lives. Going green and the green economy places stress not only on planting trees and plants that sustain biodiversity and ecology, but it also aims to look at the sustainability of every exploitation of nature and its resources. I developed the habit of disposing of my solid waste, especially plastic, properly. I try to reduce my carbon footprint by using public transport, and I plant vegetables and trees in my courtyard. We can reduce, reuse, and recycle our non-degradable waste to make our planet green, clean and healthy. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, if you could choose the time in history you could have lived in, which era would you choose? Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure, as always, big sister.
I'm Nomla Srinivasa. Hello from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, for his input and his expertise in putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the young female math genius in a recent French film. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. And this week he chose for us a man who is a political artist and a musical icon in his country, Brazil. His name is Ivan Lins. Born in 1945, Lins has been an active performer and songwriter of Brazilian popular music and jazz for over 30 years. His songs have been covered by many musicians whose names you'll recognize: Ella Fitzgerald, Barbara Streisand, Quincy Jones, just to name a few. Ivan Lins has been nominated on several occasions for Grammy Awards, and in 2005 he won not only two Latin Grammy Awards, but also Album of the Year, the first Brazilian artist and Portuguese language artist to win the Latin Grammy for Album of the Year, and no other Brazilian artist or Portuguese language artist has won the award since then. Erwan chose Lin's 1980 hit Setembro. Maybe you've heard the version by Quincy Jones? Well, here's the original, filled with Lin's signature lush orchestration. Enjoy, and thanks again, Erwan, for another musical adventure. Talk to y'all next week.
Oh, 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 oh